The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia doch pei tes. The Gemara here discusses the halachos of a poel, a worker who's working in someone else's field or vineyard, but the Torah tells us that while he's working, he's allowed to eat from the produce of the field or from the grapes of the vineyard with which he's working. And as we know, it's clear from the sugya that not in all cases can he eat. The Gemara gives various conditions, when the worker is allowed to eat, how much he's allowed to eat, and in what circumstances. One of the shadows of the Gemara is here in our Gemara, Daf Pei Tes, Yiboyelahu, Poel Mahu, Sheyahav Hav Ba'or, V'yochal. Is the worker allowed to heat up, to singe the little grains of wheat, and then eat them? Rashi explains that if you singe them, warm them up a bit, it makes them sweeter. And then, perhaps he's more likely to eat more. So is he allowed to do that or not? Well, the Gemara concludes that the worker himself obviously is not allowed to do that because he's supposed to be working and he can't take time off. He's allowed to eat from the produce while he works, but he can't stop working to eat, and therefore he obviously can't stop working to heat up the grains of wheat. However, the Gemara says, what would be if the worker's working, and while he's working, his wife or friend wants to warm up the kernels of wheat on his behalf, and then he'll eat them as he works. Is that permitted, or is he allowed to eat the raw kernels of wheat or the raw grapes as they are? The Gemara has a shaila, and there is no clear-cut conclusion in the Gemara as to what the halacha would be. So the chor is a sophic, it's a question of doubt as to whether the worker is allowed to do such a thing. We have another Gemara, Daf Tzadik Aleph, where the Gemara discusses another shaila. A worker, if he's working with grapes, for example, is not allowed to eat from figs, which are in the same field. He's only allowed to eat from the fruit or produce which he's actually working on at the moment. So the Gemara there has a shaila. What about if a worker's eating from a vine while he's working on a different vine? Is that permissible or not? Maybe he's only allowed to eat from the vine which he's working on right now at the moment. Or perhaps, since it's all grapes, he's allowed to eat from one vine even though he's working on a different vine. So there's also a shaila in the Gemara, and Kipshuta, the Gemara there also doesn't have a clear-cut answer. So in both these cases, it's a suffix. So we would expect that in such a case, since the Gemara has a suffix whether you're allowed to do it or not, the halacha must be that he's not allowed to do it. When in doubt, you're not allowed to do it. What happens, however, if the worker goes ahead and does it anyway? Either he eats from one of the other vines, or he gets somebody while he's working to heat up and singe the kernels of wheat with flame in order to make them sweeter. What's the halacha if you went ahead and did it? So the Rambam in Hilchos Chirus, Perek Yud Beis, halacha Yud, says that oisef begefen zu ein oichu begefen acheres. He passes that we would expect that the chatchila, someone's working on one vine, shouldn't eat from a different vine. And he carries on very stupid. Other halachas in the same halacha. And then he says, and you should not have his children or his wife singeing the various different kernels that he's going to eat with flame. Interestingly enough, no, the Rambam doesn't bring the source as the Shaila in our Gemara. The Rambam says, The Rambam brings a pasuk for this. Since the third pasuk is you're allowed to eat grapes, it implies grapes as they are, without anything done to them, so too kernels of wheat as they are without them being heated or singed. And the Ravid says, Omavron, by a Hivalo Shita, it's a Shaila in the Gemara, and there's no answer in the Gemara to this particular Shaila. Now, it's very interesting the way the Rambam brings down this halacha, because in virtually every other case where we have in the Gemara a Shaila, and the Gemara ends up with a Sophic, if it's in Hilchos Momonos, the Rambam normally says if it's a Sophic, that if someone went ahead and did it anyway, or grabbed it anyway, then he doesn't have to give it back. And this is based on the classic Machlokes Rishonim, in every case of doubt, we obviously say, Hamotzi mechaver olaf haraya, we leave the money where it is. What happens if the other party goes ahead and grabs it anyway? So there is a famous sugya, the sugya of Tokfa Kohen in Bava Metzia Davvot. The halacha is that if someone has a firstborn animal, he has to give it to the Kohen. What happens if there's some doubt as to whether the animal he owns is the firstborn or not? The halacha is that we leave it by the Israel, he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen since there's a doubt whether he has to or not. However, what happens if the Kohen goes ahead and grabs it, Tokfa Kohen, the Kohen grabs it anyway, does he have to give it back or not? And there, the sugya in the Gemara and Bava Metzia Davvov, Daf Zayin, goes backwards and forwards. There's a machlokes rishonim, what the conclusion of the Gemara is. The Rambam seems to paskin that Tokfa Kohen ain't Metzia Miyoto. Whenever a person grabs something, in the case of a doubt, although the Chatzchila we leave it where it is, but once he's grabbed it, he can keep it and doesn't have to give it back. However, the Rosh seems to paskin that Tokfa Kohen Metzia Miyoto. In the case of doubt, we leave the money where it is, and even if the other party grabs it, it doesn't help and he's got to give it back. So in virtually every case, in cases of doubt, in the question of Mishpat, the Rambam says, we leave the money where it is, but in Tafas Ein Mitzuyim. Here, the Rambam doesn't say what happens if the worker goes ahead and eats it. He just says the worker's not allowed to eat from one vine while he's working on a different one. And the Rambam also says the worker is not allowed to have somebody heating up the kernels of wheat while he works so that he should eat them. What happens if he went ahead and did it? Does he have to pay for it or not? That the Rambam doesn't discuss. So there's a shayla here. The Rav that says, the shayla in the Gemara, and there's no clear-cut answer in the Gemara. So it could be suggested the Rav is coming to ask this very question. Why does the Rambam not mention that if your tefes ain't motzian, then he can keep it? Surely it's a shayla in the Gemara, and it's not nifshat in the Gemara. And seeing as that's the case, the Rambam should do like he always does, and write clearly that if he goes ahead and eats it anyway, he can keep it and he doesn't have to pay for it. So the Lecha Mishnah suggests that that's what the Rav means to ask. But he finds a little bit of difficulty with this, because he said, if so, why did the Rav only ask it in the case of the Shaila of whether the Yahav HaPa'ur, if you're allowed to heat it up, in the flame. The Rav could equally have asked it on the earlier case, in the same halacha of the Rambam, about eating from a vine while you're working on a different vine. There too, the Rav should have said, by Hivalev Shita, meaning to say, that it's a shire in the Gemara, and therefore the Rambam should point out that if he went ahead and did it nonetheless, he doesn't have to pay for it. So the Lecha Mishnah has a bit of difficulty, while the Rav seems to ask his question only on the halacha of Yahav HaBa'or, and not on the shire in the Gemara of the Tor, interestingly, brings down both these shaylos in the Gemara, and paskens that the halacha is that lechatchila you're not allowed to eat from a different vine, and also lechatchila you're not allowed to have someone heating up the wheat for you. But in the case of the vine, he quotes his father, the Rosh, as saying that if he goes ahead and does it, then he doesn't have to pay for it. He doesn't say that in the first case, which is very interesting. Now, the Torah itself is difficult for a different reason, which we're not going to discuss at the moment. Because he quotes the Rosh as saying that if he goes ahead and does it anyway, he doesn't have to give it back. And the Rosh Hashita, everywhere else in Shas, is assumed to be that if Tokfa Motzin Miyodo, in cases of doubt, not only do we leave it where it is at the moment, but even if the other party grabs it, he has to give it back. Here, for some reason, the Rosh seems to paskal that if he grabs it, he doesn't have to give it back. Seems to agree with the Rambam, and the Torah goes along with that. And that's a shayla which Emunas Hashem will discuss in our shir on Daf Tzadik Aleph, in the sugya there of eating from a vine while he's working on a different vine. But what's interesting and relevant to our shir today is the fact that the Torah says this halacha that if he goes ahead and eats it anyway, he doesn't have to pay back, only on the shayla of if he eats from a vine which he's not working on at the moment. But he doesn't say that on the other shayla, of Mahusha Yahava Ba'or, in a case where he's not allowed to have his wife heating up the kernels of wheat on his behalf. There also, why doesn't the Torah point out that once he's gone ahead and done it, he doesn't have to pay it back? The Ur Sameach on the Rambam and the Chasam Sofer on the Sukkia Daf Tzadik Aleph both have a very similar approach to explain this. And they say as follows. What does one do in the case when one has a shayla like this? If the poet is allowed to eat or is he not allowed to eat? Since the Gemara has a sofik, then obviously chatchila he's not allowed to eat under the conditions which the Gemara has a sofik about. And therefore, if he's working on one vine, he shouldn't eat from another vine. And therefore, when he's working on the fields, he's not allowed to have somebody heating up the kernels of wheat on his behalf that he should eat that night. Because since it's a topic, the Gemara is not allowed to do it. Now, if we think about it, at the very outset, when the employer, it hires the employee, he hires the worker to work in his field or his vineyard. Since the Gemara has a shaila, whether you're allowed to eat under these conditions or not, then the employer can say to the employee, listen, you're not allowed to eat because since it's a sofik, and the Gemara has no clear cut conclusion, so the Gemara has a sofik, in that case you're not allowed to eat it, therefore I'm hiring you on condition that you won't eat under these circumstances. And therefore I'm paying you a certain wage because I'm taking into account the fact that you're not going to eat under these circumstances. And therefore, for example, are you allowed to heat up the kernels of wheat and then eat them? So since it's a sofik in the Gemara, the employer can say, at the very outset, I'm employing you under the understanding that you're not going to have somebody heating up the kernels of wheat for you. And that's why I'm paying you the wage that I am paying you. Well, in that case, if the worker goes ahead and does it anyway and has someone heat up the kernels of wheat for him, now it's already not a sofik. Of course he has to give the money back for whatever he ate. Because since he's not allowed to eat it in sofik, then it's included in the original employment agreement that he's not going to eat it. It's automatically assumed he's not going to eat it since he's not allowed to. Since he's not allowed to, we include in the original employment agreement that he's not going to eat. And therefore, although the Gemara is a sofik whether he's allowed to eat, practically speaking, the employment terms will mean that he mustn't eat, and if he does eat, he's stealing from the Baal HaPos, therefore he has to give back whatever he's eaten. However, says the Chasam Sofer Ner Samech, that only applies in the Shaila of Mahu Sheyahavav. But in the other Shaila, when is he working on one vine, is he allowed to eat from the other vine? There, we can't say that the employer says at the outset that since it's a Shaila in the Gemara and it's a Sofik, you're not allowed to do it. For various reasons. First of all, the Gemara says, as we'll see, that the worker, while he's working, is only allowed to eat while he's working. But if he sees grapes, for example, on a better vine, and they look better than the ones he's working on at the moment, then he doesn't have to eat now. He can wait till he works on the other vine, and then eat from that vine when he gets there. He's allowed to not eat from what he wants to eat now, wait till he gets to the other vine which he's going to work on, and when he works on that, he can eat there as much as he wants. That which the Gemara says he's allowed to do. So since the employer knows that anyway, if the worker wants, he's allowed to wait until he gets to the other vine and then eat from it when he's working on the other vine. So the employer can't say, well, since it's a sofik, you're not allowed to eat from the other vine while you're working on this one, so therefore it's included in the terms of employment that you won't eat from the other vine. Because the worker could say, I can eat from the other vine anyway when I get there. So it's true. While I'm working on this one, lechatchila, I'm not allowed to eat on the other one. But you can't say that if I do eat from the other one, it's included in the terms of employment, that I'm going to have to pay you back. Because if I want, I won't eat from this one. I'll wait till I get to the other one, and then I'll eat, and I'm perfectly permissible, and I'm allowed to do that. Furthermore, the Baal HaBayis, when he makes the original terms of agreement, he doesn't think to himself which vine he wants the worker to eat, and which vine he doesn't want the worker to eat. They all, to him, look more or less the same. There's not going to be much of a difference between one vine and the other. So as far as he's concerned, when the worker's going to work, he'll work on one vine and he'll eat, he'll work on the other vine and he'll eat, whatever he's working on, he's going to eat. So even though the Gemara's a Shaila, when he works on one, is he allowed to eat from the other? The employer's not going to say, and if you do eat from the other, I want you to pay it back. Because as far as he's concerned, it doesn't really matter to him. If he eats from one, it's the equivalent of him eating to another one. He's going to eat the same amount of grapes, whichever vine he eats from. So even though the worker is working on one, he's not allowed to eat from the other, but it's not going to be included in the terms of employment that if he does eat from the other, he has to pay it back. Because the worker can say, okay, so I might as well have eaten from this vine. It's going to be more or less the same price anyway, so what's the difference? So based on these two sforas of the Chasam Sofer and Osamech, in the case of the Shaila of the Gemara, of whether the worker is allowed to have somebody make the grapes or the kernels or wheat sweeter and more tasty so he'll eat more by heating it up with a flame, that's a shaila in the Gemara. Since it's a shaila in the Gemara, the Baal HaBayis says, I don't want you doing that at all because you're going to eat too much. And I don't want you eating too much. And therefore it's included in terms of the employment. Therefore he eats it. Of course he's got to give it back. Masha Enkein, in the other case, in the case where when you work at one line, if you have to pick the other line, in that case, there's a shayla in the Gemara, and since there's a shayla in the Gemara, we can't say it's included in terms of employment, because it doesn't make a difference to the employer whether he eats or not. And therefore, it's not included in terms of employment, it remains a suffix, and if it remains a suffix, according to the Rambam, if you're tofus, you don't have to give it back. Because the Rambam always holds that if tokfa ein motzin miyodo. That's the approach of the Somer and the Chasam Sofer. Now, that would explain nicely the opinion of the Tor, who quotes in the case of Masha Yehavav, he doesn't say what balach is if you go and eat it. Whereas in the case of eating from one vine while working on another, he says you're allowed to keep it, which implies in the first case that you would have to give it back. So I would explain that very nicely. But still, it's a bit odd in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down both those halachas, and in neither case does he say that you don't have to give it back, or that you have to give it back. In both cases, he just rules that chatkili are not allowed to take it. Why doesn't he say about giving it back? Perhaps we can suggest a slightly different approach. We'll see later on in a couple of black times that the Gemara has a shayla. A worker who eats, is he eating while he's working from the balabais? From his own food, or is he eating Michel Shamayim? What does that mean? Does it mean it's intrinsic monetary right to actually eat the fruit? Or is it's always an intrinsic monetary right, but he has a chus min haShamayim to eat? The Gemara says, what's the difference between the two? Is it part of his contract that he's allowed to eat in agreement with the balabais or the employer? In that case, he paid a certain amount of wages, and he's allowed to eat a certain amount while he works as well. In that case, if he wants, he can say, I'm taking my wages, I'm not going to eat while I work, but I'm going to ask my wife or my children or my friend to eat in my place whatever I would have eaten. But if the reason why he's eating is not because of a contractual agreement between him and the employer, but rather the Torah says you're permitted to eat from the employer's food while you're working on it, under the various different circumstances which the Torah allows. In that case, if you don't want to eat, you can't say, I want my friend or my wife to eat in my place. Because it's not something which belongs to you. It's permission to eat. If you eat, you're allowed to eat. But you can't actually give it to somebody else because it doesn't belong to you. And indeed, the conclusion of the Gemara is in the latter view. That the halacha is that the reason why a pearl eats is not because he has a contractual agreement with the employer, but rather because he's permitted to eat what belongs to the employer. And therefore, he can't give it to anybody else. Well, in that case, what would be in the halacha of a sotik? We have a doubt. While he's working on one vine, does he have permission to eat from another vine? Or, while he's working on the wheat, is he allowed to have someone heat up the kernels of wheat to make it sweeter for him so he should eat more? And the Gemara doesn't have a clear-cut answer. So it's possible that we can suggest that the shayla of the Gemara is not a shayla in Hilchos Momonos, who does the money belong to? Under such circumstances, where the Gemara has a shayla, who does it belong to? Then, the regular rules apply according to the Rambam. Lechatchila, you leave the money where it is. However, tokfokoyin ein motzien. If the other party grabs it, he doesn't have to give it back. And therefore, in all other cases in Shas, the Rambam will always say, in the case of a sofik, v'im tofas ein motzien biyote. But here, it's not a shailin hilchos momonos at all. It's a shailin hilchos isurim. And indeed, the tashbats in Simon in Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Ayin Beis also says the poel Moshe Yahavav Ishto Bonov. He says is the shaila in Isurim. Kosa Ikra Meimah Bishum the Domina Sofik Isura Lachumra. It's not a shaila in Hilchos Momonos. Who does it belong to? It belongs to the employer. The question is the employee allowed to eat from it or not? That's a different shaila altogether. That's like saying is someone allowed to do cause damage to somebody else or not? If there was such a shaila, then if he went ahead and did it, we wouldn't say it's like he's being toifis as if he's grabbed from the other person and he doesn't have to give it back according to the Rambam. It's a completely different halacha altogether. It's a shaila of whether he's obliged for doing damage to somebody else. Perhaps under such circumstances he's not obliged to pay at all. So since these are shailas of the Gemara of whether he's allowed to eat rather than whether who the money belongs to, in that case the Rambam says you're not allowed lechatchila to do it. What happens if he went ahead and did it? Then he wouldn't have to pay. But the Rambam doesn't have to say, im tofas ein motzin. If he went ahead, there's a special halacha that we don't force him to give it back. Because it's not relevant here. Here he doesn't have to give it back for a completely different reason. Because we're not sure if he's chayav to pay for such a thing. It's not a shayla in tefisa. It's a shayla if the whole chayav to pay begins or not. And in such circumstances, the Rambam doesn't point out his general rule of im tofas ein motzin. because it's not considered grabbing, it's not considered tfisa, it's a straightforward shayla. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. What if he did it? Then we have a shayla, does he owe money or not for what he ate? Hamosi mechavera on a faraya, and the money stays with the pearl, the money stays with the worker.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.